Let's talk about the weather again, the sun, and go to Cork, where there'll be free sun cream at four public parks from Monday. Labour Cork City Councillor John Marr is with us. Morning, John.
Good morning, Gavin. How are things?
Free sun cream. Tell us more.
Yeah, look, Gavin, this kicked off with through my colleague Peter Horgan, a councillor in the south side. And again, he's got young kids and he's in the playgrounds. And I suppose it became very apparent that when you're out and about, life is busy and you may forget the sun. You pack everything else, but sun cream is something that you may forget. And from working then and reading reports and submissions from the Irish Cancer Society, we realised that that the cost of sun cream as well is a factor in preventing people using it. So we kind of got around as a team, and we worked with the officials inside City Hall. And the sunscreen dispensers was an idea. It was something that's achievable, and we can deliver it at a low cost, and we can roll it out in parks. So from working with the council officials, four parks were picked as a pilot. So thankfully the boards are in place, and the official launch will be on Monday.
Marina Park, Fitzgerald's Park, Clashduff Park and Meelick Park from Monday. For how long, John, and who's paying for it?
This is a partnership with the HSE, I suppose we're going to share the costs initially, and it's going to run till the end of the summer. And with all pilots, we're going to see how it goes. We're going to see the usage. You know, there's probably stuff that we don't know that's going to come on our desk from running this pilot. But it is the intention of the Labour group in Cork City is that this would be rolled out in all our parks, because the costs to date are very small, to put the board in place and to buy the cream in bulk.
And to keep it refilled, because there has been similar pilot programmes before. The HSE made 250 public sunscreen dispensers available around the country last summer, 48 the summer before. One of the complaints, there weren't that many complaints, one of the complaints was that there wasn't an awful lot of sun cream provided with these dispensers. What are you going to do to make sure that doesn't happen this time around?
I suppose the beauty of this, right, and I say this now when the pilot has only started in Cork City, but the beauty of this is that they're in the public parks owned by Cork City, which in the mornings we have staff going in there. So we have more control over these dispensers. And I believe that we will be able to manage it better because they're in the parks that we own. And again, there are going to be teething problems, but I think the idea now, just because we're not in mainland Spain and the sun isn't belting down on us, The sun is still dangerous in Ireland, and the UV rays that it gives off. So this is giving people a bit of protection in our public parks.
Factor 50, or what are you going to put in?
It's factor 50. Yeah, it's factor 50. It's got a UV dial in it where you each morning that can be changed, and it's kind of interactive as well, because if somebody misses it, you can put the arrow on the whatever the dial is of the day. There's a mirror there so that if you are putting it on yourself, you can get all the spots behind your ears, behind your neck, and you don't go around either with a lot of cream on you. So these are really positive. And I think that, through the Irish Cancer Society, when 1 in 10 people believe that sun cream is unaffordable, then it's important that we're providing things like this in our public parks.
There you go. You'll be all ready for the All-Ireland Final. John Marr, Labour, Cork City Councillor, thank you for speaking with us. 4 minutes to 9.